Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month. Hey everyone, Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com, we've done your homework.
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. There's Charles W. Chuck Bryant. That's me. I mentioned myself already. Have I mentioned Jerry?
Yeah, I think so.
These just keep getting worse and worse, don't they?
Jerry's over there. We're all in the Christmas spirit. I think this is the last show we're recording this year, right?
Yeah.
We're ahead of the game a little bit.
Yeah.
So we can have a cushy couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So we're hammered. Not true.
No. Not yet.
You got your coffee. I got my soda water.
La Croix.
La Croix soda water.
Yeah, my coffee is neither Spanish nor Irish nor anything like that.
No. What is Spanish coffee?
Oh, it's the better of the two.
What is it?
You get a little, well, it depends on your recipe, but you get a little bit of rum.
Okay.
You get a little bit of, triple sec or, I can't remember the other name for it. But good triple sec.
Yeah.
Put them together in a tempered snifter,
mm-hmm.
or an Irish coffee glass. Fire tempered. Make sure it's tempered or else you're about to hurt yourself.
Yeah, it'll bust, won't it?
You light it. You light the, it's gotta be high proof rum. You light the rum, triple sec combo. Just let it burn out for a second. Or you can blow it out if you don't want to burn off too much of the alcohol.
Yeah.
And you add some espresso, some, Kahlua, and then, top it off with a little whipped cream and nutmeg.
Man.
It's good stuff. And that's just one version. There's plenty of other versions of Spanish coffee.
That makes Irish coffee look silly. They're just like,
I don't put down Irish coffee. It's
pour some whiskey in the coffee and drink.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's also called the eye opener.
Yeah. I love the simplicity of the Irish just doing that. I love that.
Yeah, have you seen
a great country?
I don't know if it was a new one last week. I started watching The Simpsons again after like years off.
Oh yeah.
And it's awesome.
Is it back?
Man, it is back. There was one, I don't know if it was new or not, but Krusty, syndicated himself around the world. So he could make a lot more money. So there's like a Jamaican Krusty. There's like a,
oh,
like all
idea.
These. And then the Irish one was just like this depressed alcoholic who would like sit at a table on a chair in like this spare room. Didn't even do that.
Really?
Yeah. And like would just drink and say like these, you know, really bleak, depressing things. It was perfect. And he ended up with his own, like, stage show on Broadway and everything.
As the Irish Krusty?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
That's a good one.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. That was my intro to Pet Psychics.
All right.
You know, that cat sitting over there knew everything I was about to say.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Not many people know we have a studio cat.
No.
Man, I wish we did. How awesome would that be?
A studio cat?
Yeah, that'd be great.
It'd get gamey in here, wouldn't it?
No.
It's already pretty warm in here as it is.
A cat would love that.
Yeah.
All right, so pet psychics, fact or fiction?
They're fiction.
Are we debunking right out of the thing?
Well, you know, I am of the Freudian ilk, all right? Like, I think that using science as a means of avoiding scientific investigation of something,
mm-hmm.
is a slap in the face of science.
Yeah.
And that science should be used to exhaust all avenues. And just because we can't currently explain something using science doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Sure.
I think that there's a whole echelon of stuff out there that does exist that we can't quite explain yet.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if pet psychics fall into that one, but I'm not one to just overtly poo-poo something out of hand.
Okay.
That said, I had a hard time, like, taking this entire article seriously.
Yeah. Well, you want to know something?
Yeah.
Emily just went to a pet psychic.
I thought that there was probably like an 85 to 90% chance that something like that was going to come up.
Yeah. You know, we had to put old Lucy down, and Emily went in the following week. We have a local pet psychic in
I'm surprised
Avondale
there's
States.
Just one.
There probably is.
Yeah.
But one near our house. And she went and talked to this lady.
Was it comforting?
It was. She said it was really interesting, and there was less talk about Lucy and more talk about, like, me and our other animals. And she wouldn't tell me a whole lot because she didn't want me to poke fun at it.
Yeah.
You know? And I tried to be super supportive, and I was.
Sure, of course.
I fought every instinct I had to...
You're like, that sounds like a great time.
Neat. How much was it? But Emily, and she asked me not to say this, so of course I'm going to say it. She is getting books now herself to read, and because she feels like she is very intuitive with animals, and she is very intuitive with animals.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's going to poke around there, and not to do it for a living or anything.
Right, just to do just, with your own dogs at home.
Yeah, just to see if she can become more in tune with our animals. And they are called animal intuitives sometimes,
yeah.
Or communicators,
right?
Not necessarily pet psychics. Because
right,
that makes you sound a little crazy,
there
maybe.
Seems to be like a whole gamut of people that would fall under the umbrella of pet psychics.
Yeah, like a horse whisperer or Cesar Millan, some people might say, is an animal communicator.
Right.
That they're just maybe more in tune with the signals that animals send out. And they can send signals
yes.
to animals.
Yeah.
But, that I fully believe.
Okay, so that's totally different from what a person who claims to be a pet psychic says is going on.
Well, yeah, but not always. Like this lady Emily went to was sounded more like an animal intuitive and communicator than like a medium saying, I'm talking to Lucy. She's in a better place.
Right.
She's playing with your grandfather in heaven.
Right, but there are pet psychics that claim to do that.
Yeah.
And charge people money for that.
Yeah, just like real psychics.
Sure.
All right, so let's get into it.
Well, I thought we already had.
Well, I guess we have. I just wanted to go ahead and drop that bomb about Emily.
I think you're in trouble.
So pet psychics, nah, she didn't listen. They claim, depending on who they are, there is a spectrum of pet psychics, like you said, that claim certain abilities. But some claim that they can actually telepathically communicate with animals with
right.
their mind.
Right.
And like one step beyond intuition, like we're actually talking.
Right. Not only are we talking, we're transferring images from one mind to another.
Yeah.
In some cases, they are talking. Like there's a pet psychic who claims that when she speaks to animals, they respond to her in a childlike voice, that animals have childlike voices.
Yeah.
They speak like children.
They do in Disney movies.
Yeah.
So why not?
But the basically at its most supernatural, I guess, its most extrasensory, pet psychics, what they're claiming to do is a convergence of clairvoyance.
Yeah.
Which is farsight. And telepathy,
yeah.
Which is mind reading. And they're putting these together. And then if you already have a hard enough time swallowing that, you may have an even harder time swallowing it when you realize that they're saying they're doing this with animals, which may or may not even be self-aware.
Yeah, like it's hard with humans to believe that someone might have ESP and telepathy.
Mm-hmm.
And we speak the same language.
Yeah.
So it might be even a deeper reach to say that you can do that with a dog, let's say.
Yeah. So, okay, Emily went to a pet psychic.
Yeah.
She went after Lucy.
Yeah.
Passed on.
Yes.
Basically to find out how Lucy was doing.
Yeah, I think she was just curious about she had been curious for a while, and this afforded her an opportunity to go see a pet psychic, I think.
Right.
Like, it gave her good reason.
Okay, so that's one reason people go see pet psychics. after the death of a pet.
Sure.
Another one is when a pet is sick or injured or ailing.
Tell me if it's time to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, man, that's got to be a lot to put on a pet psychic.
That's a lot to put on a vet.
Sure, yeah.
You know?
Although I think vets are kind of like, yeah, let's just go ahead and do it.
No, that's not true.
And then what if the pet is acting like a jerk all of a sudden?
Yeah.
That's another reason people go to pet psychics.
Why is my dog acting out? Or maybe my pet is lost. Can you tell me where my pet is?
Right.
That's a little more of a niche thing. Not all pet psychics will take on those cases. My guess is because the success rate might not be great and they don't want to, you know, charge somebody for something and not provide the service that they said they can.
Yeah, because, I mean, unless you can talk somebody into giving up their bread for you just to say, yeah, your dog will be home in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Then, you know, how are you going to work that? You know?
Yeah.
You can't.
But there are anecdotal success stories of locating pets this way.
Well, if there weren't, this wouldn't be around.
And a skeptic will say that's just luck and coincidence.
Yeah. Like the dog was on its way home anyway.
Exactly.
This pet psychic didn't call to it with her mind.
That's right. Psychics, pet psychics say they use electromagnetic energy to accomplish this. That there's this energy field in the universe that science hasn't quite figured out yet, but it exists, and we are able to pick up on that energy and use that energy to speak to your animals, whether it's a childlike voice or, like, I think most of them generally do it in pictures.
Yeah.
Which makes a little more sense to me.
Yeah. And this thing, this electromagnetic energy, there's this guy who wrote a book. His name is J. Allen Boone, and he wrote a book called Kinship with All Life. And it apparently is the pet psychic's Bible. And it's kind of his relationship with this German shepherd named Strongheart, which was a Hollywood dog that he cared for starting in, I think, the 1930s, and who he became telepathically linked with, intuitively linked to.
Right.
And basically J. Allen Boone wrote this book on how to communicate with animals. And in it, he mentions that all things are connected by this thing called the primal cause.
Midichlorians.
Right. And, I think that's what a pet psychic would say. Well, it's the electromagnetic energy.
Right.
The point is since it binds all things, we can just kind of use that to connect to the mind of another thing, human or animal.
Right.
Because we're all connected by this.
Right. It's a lovely thought.
It is.
Animal Planet actually had a show for a little while, about 10 years ago, called The Pet Psychic. And the lady on there, what's her name, Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
She claimed that she picked up this in childhood as a result of a hearing loss, although other people say they pick it up as adults after studying it and not necessarily born with a gift, but they just studied how to be more in tune with animals.
Right. And apparently a lot of them discovered that they had this gift after they saw the pet psychic on Animal Planet.
Oh, is that right?
That's what Tracy says in this article.
Okay. I wonder that sounds like one of those statements. Did she do research on that?
I don't know.
Did she do a poll?
Well, I think that it definitely did kick off
a trend.
A trend.
Okay.
If it didn't capitalize on it, it definitely kicked it off. Hey, everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on. All right, so you go to your pet psychic, you're going to go into a room, and they're going to do something like this, not exactly like this, depending on their methods, but they're probably going to like just relax and tell you to calm down, and they will make contact with the energy of the animal, and then they will actually try and contact the said animal telepathically.
Right.
Like ask a question of the animal.
Or they'll call its name or something and get its attention too.
Yeah, or have a picture. A lot of times, like, you don't need the animal there necessarily. In fact, a lot of times I think the animal is not there.
Right.
Because why do you need the animal?
No, you don't. You've got the great cause. The primal cause.
Exactly.
So they go like this with their mind.
Yeah, they do. And then they, will accept whatever response they get, relay that back to you, ask you some more questions, or if you have any more questions, and basically act as the go-between between you communicating with your pet. Like, just like you would think it goes down. Your pet is saying that they're not happy with the new couch, and that's why they're peeing on it.
Right. Or, ever since you, took that promotion into middle management, you've changed, man.
Yeah.
And, I'm not happy with this new you. That's why I keep chewing your suits.
Exactly. They are going to, it's pretty controversial, as we pointed out, because there isn't any hard science behind it. There's no proof of this electromagnetic energy. I know a lot of people believe in energy.
I mean, electromagnetic energy does exist.
Yeah, not this kind of electromagnetic energy. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure everyone knew that we believe in electromagnetic energy.
But they haven't picked up, they haven't proven that there's any actual, like, sensory organ in people or animals that allow them to tune into this energy.
Right.
Does that make more sense?
Yeah. So during these pet psychic sessions, when the purpose of this normally is to get to the bottom of a problem, say, like we said, or to get some sort of comfort, or even for decision making, the problem is when a pet psychic asks an animal what's going on, and the animal is thought to respond, well, this, I'm doing this because of this. So beyond the telepathy, beyond the clairvoyance involved, there's still the question of whether an animal is capable of that higher level of reasoning and thought.
Yeah, right.
That it would be aware of its own reasons for its behavior. That in and of itself is a controversial aspect of this whole topic.
Yeah, that self-awareness. Like, a lot of animal intuitives believe that animals are basically kind of like people.
Right.
They just can't talk. They experience the emotions. They're self-aware. And they're just not trapped, but they're in an animal's body.
Right.
And when you look at your pets, you may think they're experiencing emotions. And it's a controversial subject because it's not something you can prove.
Well, it's become more and more proven over the years.
Yeah, like nowadays it is accepted that animals can feel certain emotions.
Yeah, especially the basic ones.
Like, yeah, like stress,
fear,
upsettedness.
Yeah, rage, I think, is one.
Yeah.
Lust, separation distress.
Yeah, but it's hard to define an emotion, period. Much less in an animal.
Right. But the idea that, emotions just belong to humans.
Right.
Or even humans and higher primates is definitely faded. We are aware that animals can experience basic emotions. They can probably experience even higher emotions too. Like if you look at a dog and your dog looks sad and it's sad because you're leaving.
Yeah.
You may be correct. You know your dog pretty well. And we've reached the point where science is starting to come to grips with the idea that, yes, animals can experience some higher emotions as well.
Sure.
And there was actually a conference at Cambridge University in 2012, and it was a pretty heavy-hitting conference. The people involved were no slouches.
Yeah.
And they came up with the Cambridge Declaration on Consciousness.
Interesting.
And they basically said that the components that you need to experience emotions and consciousness are not relegated to the cortex, meaning it's not just humans that have the hardware for experiencing consciousness, right?
Right.
They also said that if you artificially stimulate the neural circuits that are responsible for different aspects of consciousness in humans, you can stimulate the same things in animals too.
Yeah.
Which suggests that they have the same equipment. You can also disrupt those circuits using hallucinogens in humans and animals.
Oh, okay.
And since they have all the equipment, all the signs point to, said this group of neuroscientists and other professionals, they said there is a pretty good chance that it's not just humans who are experiencing consciousness, the trappings of consciousness, like higher emotions, self-awareness.
Yeah.
The things that make us human, animals might have that make them animals.
Right.
But the people who think that if your dog is sad, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Are right.
Your dog likes you around, and it might be happy when you're home.
Yeah.
And sad when you leave.
And the whole reason that this has been a thing is simply because humans haven't been able to figure out how to accurately test what is an emotion in an animal.
Right.
Because animals can't say, I'm feeling like this right now. We can be like, that's love. You're feeling love.
Yeah, like when a mother cares for her puppies, it looks like it's showing love. Or is it oxytocin, a hormone in the body that says you need to care for your young? Is it love or care? Or does the animal realize it's love or care?
Well, that's the big one.
Yeah.
Because you can say we have that same exact neural circuit.
Yeah.
And we react to oxytocin the exact same way. So, you know, if it's love for us, why isn't it love for the animal? Well, the key is we think about it. We're thinking, I feel so good about taking care of my baby. That means I love my baby. That makes me even happier. That's called metacognition.
Right.
That's where most people are drawing the line with animals these days. They might be able to experience some pretty high emotions. They may be self-aware, but the ability to think about their emotions,
yeah,
and the implications of their emotions, or think about thinking, that's metacognition, and not everybody agrees on that one. That's the new threshold that we're at, it seems like.
Oh, really?
For animals. Whether or not they're capable of metacognition.
So if an animal sees itself in the mirror and notices itself, is that self-awareness?
Yeah, which would be a form of metacognition.
Right.
But that's not proven. That's where a lot of people, you'll lose a lot of people now. Whereas 10 years ago, even saying that an animal could experience happiness or joy would have lost a lot of people. So
right.
Who knows, in 10 years from now, maybe everyone will agree that animals experience metacognition.
Yeah, grief is definitely one I've seen firsthand a lot.
Yeah, we talked about that in the grief episode.
Yeah, and when we put Lucy down, they recommend that, we did it at our house, they recommend that the pet not see that act, but then they come in afterward.
Yeah.
So they see the body, and so they can understand what's going on, and so they don't spend time looking for that animal.
Yeah.
And we did that with Buckley and Charlie and let them back in, and Charlie was stressed. We didn't even think about it. She was a feral dog, so she gets stressed when other people are in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we forgot this vet lady was in there. So Charlie's just stressed running around. Buckley goes up, sniffs Lucy, and it was really sad.
I'm sure.
And he was different for about 4 or 5 days. Seemed depressed to me. And when we would take him on walks and come back, he would still run around to all the rooms, I think, looking for Lucy, because he never had done that before.
Yeah.
He usually just walks in and lays down. But he literally would go to each room. So I definitely think there are things like grief. Whether or not the dog realizes it's grief, like, who cares? You know? That's what I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's still experiencing on that virtually the same level, right?
Yeah.
And at its most profound level, that gut experience of grief.
Yeah.
And I think the fine line here with investigating or talking about whether or not animals can experience these things is you're walking this edge where on one side you have anthropocentrism,
yeah,
where you're just like, no, they can't. Only humans can. Humans are the greatest ever.
Sure.
And you're forgetting that we're animals as well.
Right.
Then on the other side, you have anthropomorphizing, where you're attributing, you know, human attributes to animals unduly. So it's kind of like you have to resist both.
Buckley's so happy because we're putting up the Christmas tree.
Exactly.
Yeah. Buckley's happy because we're in there having a good time and drinking some eggnog and like the music's on, we're dancing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So you have to resist both of those temptations to just kind of keep plodding along down the line scientifically.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately as we go down that line, we're going to finally come to, as a species, hopefully, the idea that like animals should not be in zoos or tested on or whatever because they are a lot closer to us consciousness-wise than we currently understand or want to admit right now.
Agreed. All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about pet psychics and like contradictions between them and what might be going on here right after this message break. Stuff you should know.
All right. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so there are some contradictions. If you go to 10 pet psychics, you're probably going to have 10 different
11 opinions.
Yeah, 11 different stories about what's going on, which is one reason it makes it hard to swallow for some people.
Again, I feel like since we went to break and came back, this is a good time to reiterate. Like, I'm not poo-pooing intuitiveness.
No.
I'm not poo-pooing, some people's ability, a greater ability than others, to really kind of connect to animals and understand them or deal with them, however you want to put it. It's when it strays into telepathy and clairvoyance that I start to become skeptical.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I think some people are more in tune with other humans than others.
Sure.
Like some people have their heads up their butts and are completely absorbed in their own little universe.
Right.
Other people, I think, seek out input from other things, whether it's people or animals. They're always looking for something.
Right.
Justin.
Yes.
His mom, Carrie, one of my favorite people, is one of the most in tune, intuitive people I've ever met in my life because she's a studier of people.
Yeah.
Like you can see her, man. When there's a party going on, she'll be sitting back and watching.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is she weird?
No, she's not weird at all. She's awesome.
Kidding.
But, she watches and she's, you know, I don't know if it's a gift as much as it is something you can work on.
I think
like,
it is.
Remove your head from your butt and pay attention. So some contradictions, like you might, see a Fitzpatrick that says, your animal ratted you out about something. You might go to another pet psychic that says animals would never do that. They're loyal.
Right.
So what's the story?
Supposedly, according to Sonia Fitzpatrick from the Pet Psychic Show, animals are very gossipy, and they like to tell one another all your secrets. That's hilarious to me. And she told a story. She wrote a book called What the Animals Tell Me. And she told the story about a turtle that she was communicating with. And the turtle told her that it would love to have a fish friend as a pet.
Right.
So Sonia Fitzpatrick introduced a fish to this turtle's tank. And the turtle was like, thanks, chump, and ate the fish.
Yeah.
And so she said, why did you eat the fish? And the turtle said, well, I knew that if I asked you for a fish to eat, you wouldn't give it to me.
Yeah.
So I just tricked you, basically.
Okay.
So animals are gossipy and wily.
And have the potential to lie.
Yeah, you should not trust animals.
Debbie McGillivray, she wrote The Complete Idiot's Guide to Pet Psychic Communication. Mm-hmm. She's the one that said, no, animals are loyal. They're innocent. They would never rat you out. They would never lie to you like that or embarrass you.
Sure.
So it makes it tougher to swallow when you have people saying these wildly different things. Not about what they're picking up, but the fact that, no, animals do this. No, animals do this. Like, which is it?
Right. But you could say the same thing about humans, you know? Like, if you hang out with certain humans, you can be like, some human, like, humans gossip. They'll tell other people all of your terrible secrets.
True.
Other people might have hung out with the Waltons, and they're like, no, humans are all loyal. It's all about your perception and your experience.
That's right. So what might be going on here is what's known as a cold reading.
Yeah, the actual, any success or what appears to be success.
Yeah.
Telepathically among pet psychics, cold readings.
Yeah, ESP, people use cold readings to explain that, fortune telling, tarot card, palm reading, crystal balls, you name it. A skeptic will say that what a cold reading is the following. They are maybe stating the obvious. Your cat's telling me it loves to lay in the window and look at the world outside.
Right.
And the person goes, oh my God, the wizard loves that.
Right.
All cats love that.
Exactly.
So that might happen in your reading.
They might also use very vague language. Like, he says, your dog says something has changed around here. And you go, oh yeah, I just accepted this, middle management promotion.
Yeah.
And the pet psychic says, yes.
That's
well,
it.
Yeah, that exactly. That's this new thing that's changed. And you said earlier that your dog was chewing up your new shoes, and that's why your dog is not happy with this change. So he's chewing your shoes. I am a psychic. That's how they finish every reading too. By the way,
they say that.
They throw their arms up in the air and shout that.
Well, it's interesting because what might be happening there is your dog might be chewing up your shoes because you did get that job, because you're working an extra 15 hours a week. And your dog has separation anxiety.
Yeah.
So ironically, it might be actually on the money, but,
the disconnect comes in when the psychic says that your dog told him that.
Exactly. What else? How about this? Here's another way to state the obvious.
Okay.
Your dog, I'm looking at a picture of your dog and they chew on their paws all the time and say they itch. And that's because in the picture they have like a bandage on their paw, or you went in and forgot. You said, my dog is chewing their paws all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with that?
Right.
Like they'll glean these bits of information without you maybe even necessarily recognizing that by asking you questions.
Yeah.
And then they, make that part of their cold reading.
But then asking questions is another one too. It's fishing for details. It's like, I see that your dog is wearing a red, green, and then you say blue collar. Your dog is wearing a blue collar.
Yeah.
So every time something is, that you indicate something is correct, it'll be restated, rephrased.
Yeah.
Respoken as if the psychic is saying it.
Right.
And you're so enwrapped in this whole thing that you're just missing the fact that you're feeding them the information that they're giving to you as a psychic reading.
Yeah,
and
because
this isn't just pet psychics.
No, like generally if you go into a psychic, you are there because you want to believe and you are seeking an answer.
Right.
If a dude like you or I went into a pet psychic, we probably wouldn't have much luck. because we would go in there looking to shoot holes in it. And I did encourage Emily. I was like, go in there with an open mind, you know.
I would go in there with an open mind.
See, I don't think I could.
I would.
That's
why
I wasn't invited.
I would try at the very least. I wouldn't. If I were going to go in there just to poo-poo, I just wouldn't go.
Well, yeah. Exactly.
You know?
Because, I mean, who wants to do that?
Jerks. There are plenty of them out there, too.
No, that's true. But Emily did say that she made a point to not reveal too much and to sort of watch out for those cold reading tricks. And she said, I didn't reveal a whole lot, and she gave me back something. So She's a believer.
Well, that whatever she spent on that,
yeah,
it's a drop in the bucket compared to what people spend on their pets these days.
It's a little crazy these days.
Not just for pet psychics, but just in general.
Yeah.
Americans spent $61 billion, billion with a B, dollars in 2013 on their pets.
Yeah.
$61 billion. And that was up from $36 billion in 2005.
Wow.
And $17 billion in 1996.
Wait, what's the current number?
$61
billion. Wow. Boy, I mean, things have really, I don't want to say gotten out of hand, but you definitely notice in the past decade more doggy spas and stuff like that around.
Well, there's supposedly more disposable income.
Yeah.
And there are more people who are not having kids.
Oh, so they're just dumping their money into their pets?
Uh-huh.
Well, good. Get them off the street, people. That's what I say.
The point is, if we're spending $61 billion on our pets and it keeps increasing, almost doubling every few years now, every 8, 9, 10 years, pet psychics are not going anywhere.
No, they're not.
They're here to stay.
I've got one more stat for you. There was a poll in 2008 that found that 67% of pet owners say they understand their animal's purrs or barks or other noises, and 62% said that when they speak, their pet understands them, or at least their intent. And 1 in 5 owners claim that their pets understand each other completely, like the two pets do. And 1/4 of cat owners say they completely understood their pet sounds, while only 16% of dog owners said they were fluent in bark. So I guess those were two different polls that are wildly different in their numbers.
Yeah.
I think people can, and animals, sense a lot of subtle micro expressions in body language.
Yeah.
And that is just, I mean, that is communication. So.
And don't you think that's just a result of proximity around another living being? You know, just living with something, whether it's a person or an animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you get to know them and their mannerisms. And
yeah, absolutely.
Like, you can read them.
And that is, like I said, micro-expressions is a form of communication, I think. So it's not like, I think, sure, you can communicate with your dog.
Sure.
But it may not be telepathically like a conversation.
But if it feels as easy as a telepathic conversation, then you got it going on with your pet.
Yeah, and again, if you want to go out and drop your dough on a pet psychic, more power to you. You'll probably get something out of it.
Same here. If you want to know more about pet psychics, type those words into the search bar at howstuffworks.com. And since I said search bar, it's time for listener mail.
I'm going to call this Go Figgy Puddings. Remember that?
Yeah.
In our live podcast, well, I'll just go ahead and read it. This semester, guys, I'm studying abroad in the UK at the University of Hertfordshire. During my travels.
Go Figgy Puddings.
Exactly. During my travels, your podcast has helped me pass the time of plane and train rides while learning new things and hearing the American accent I miss so much. I just listened to Is There a Scientific Formula for Funny? You mentioned Richard Wiseman from the University of Hertfordshire, and Josh said,
Go Figgy Puddings.
Which was very funny. I couldn't have thought of that.
You could have.
Not that quick. I was a little taken aback, guys, since you're always dead on with your university team names. I regret to inform you that UH does not have a team called the Figgy Pudding, so they're actually the University of Hertfordshire Hurricanes.
This guy's joking, right?
No,
he knew I was joking.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Boy, I think so. Andrew, you knew Josh was joking, right?
Please, Andrew.
I think so. We are the Hurricanes, which is a little weird since they have more Figgy Puddings here than Hurricanes.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Hurricanes over there, isn't there?
No, I don't think so.
They tend to come this way.
Yeah, the UH Hurricanes are actually one of the best British American football teams around.
Nice.
With 4 national championships, but I think he corrected himself in a subsequent email. I think there were 5. 12 division titles since 1997. Just want to set the record straight. Also wanted to thank you guys for such a consistently great show. And that is Andrew Million.
Go Canes.
And I think I hope he knows you're joking.
Well, he said he was taken aback.
I think he was kidding.
I hope I don't know that he was joking.
I'm just confused.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
If you want to pull one over on me and Chuck, that's fine. We'll see what you got. You can tweet to us at SYSK Podcast. You can join us on Facebook.com/StuffYouShouldKnow. You can send us an email to StuffPodcast@Discovery.com. And as always, join us at our beautiful, spacious, warm-smelling home on the web, StuffYouShouldKnow.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, Netflix streams TV shows and movies directly to your TV, computer, wireless device, or game console. You can get a 30-day free trial membership. Go to www.netflix.com/stuff and sign up now.
Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.